This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Lakewood police arrested a student over the weekend for making bomb threats. A Green Mountain High School student threatened classmates and told them not to go to school Monday. The student was arrested on suspicion of harassment and interference with school through a credible threat. Police received tips from numerous safe-to-tell alerts. They're investigating to see if the student acted alone. Denver Mayor Mike Johnson was in Washington, D.C. Monday to discuss how the city turned the migrant crisis into an opportunity. Speaking at an immigration law and policy conference, Johnson says there were some challenging moments, including budget cuts, in dealing with the large influx of migrants. But the first-term mayor says changes to the program have provided better services at a cheaper cost.
And we've had no long-term cuts to the budget. So even things like Parks and Rec, you know, we had reduced hours for maybe a month or two, and then we reopened all of them once we were able to change our programming. So, and we don't have migrants that are on the streets and encampments.
Johnston thinks others are seeing Denver as a win-win model that can help newcomers and still provide core services to residents. And Basketball Hall of Famer and former Denver Nuggets All-Star Dikembe Mutombo has died after a two-year battle with brain cancer. The NBA announced Mutombo's death Monday, saying he was surrounded by his family. He was 58. Born in Congo, the Nuggets drafted Mutombo ahead of the 91-92 NBA season. He went on to play five seasons in Denver, then played another five with teams around the country. Mount Mutombo retired in 2009. He later became the NBA's first global ambassador and did extensive humanitarian work in Africa. The National Weather Service is warning of severe fire danger today for parts of Jackson, Grand, Larimer, and Boulder counties. You are listening to CPR News and KRCC.